Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Houston, standing by. Over.
Jeremy and Joe starts now
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 for another hour this week. Jeremy Branham is somewhere in Orlando, not hanging out with us.
Thanks questions for the time,
for him.
Jeremy.
And he comes back. There's another radio show happening in this city, in which a host is at the UCF Stadium using the press box to do their radio show from right now. But Jeremy's not with us. So I have questions, Brian. We're going to call him out on it on Monday.
Really? There's another show right now?
Right now.
Huh. Oh, Lexi, I know which show that would be. Okay.
He's filling in on one of the broadcast components. He's doing a show right now from the UCF Stadium, but Jeremy's not with us. We're going to have dueling banjos. Dueling radio shows on the press box.
Where does Jeremy's loyalty lay? 713-780-3776.
Well, it should be with us, but we know he loves his Cougs. I mean, yeah, it's nice to hang out with you. Well, I'm sorry I'm not there with you again. But I had to, you know, shape the minds of our future.
How'd that go?
It was great. I really enjoyed it.
Did they ever back
talk? No, it was like six people on the panel, so I didn't have to talk that much. It was like, they would ask a bunch of questions about, you know, career advice.
What's the most popular question that this generation asks someone of your ilk?
They were asking all about, like, portfolios and stuff and everything. It was, like, their focus today, resume, stuff like that, it felt like. The best advice we gave them, though, was to scrub their social media platforms.
Oh, for sure.
That's a good call. Because
it's one thing that, like, kids don't know. Like, they don't know that, like, every time, like, they drop an F-bomb on Twitter that, like, their future employers are going to look it up. Like, they're going to find it on Twitter and find all the pictures of them, like, you know, like drunk on Instagram. Like, so that's what we talked a lot about that stuff. But it was fun. So thanks to UH Clear Lake for having me out today. Texter says, would the 49ers consider trading Brock Purdy with how good Mac Jones is playing there? Maybe a desperate team like the Jets overpays for him. You know, Will, that's not something I thought about, but, like, it would be a shrewd move for Kyle Shanahan to say, like, hey, I can win with Mac Jones. Mm-hmm. Brock Purdy is supposed to he was supposed to come back like 4 weeks ago. He's out again this weekend, but he just got a massive contract, so, like, it'd be hard to move him.
That was my question. Like, can you move? I'm looking at the dead cap, right? All right, so the dead cap, if you cut him after this year, $90 million.
But the thing is you're on Spotrac?
Yeah, I'm on Spotrac.
So there's another website, I can't remember it, but the cap's different if you trade him.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah,
I wasn't aware of that. It lists for this season the dead cap being $100 million. Goes down to 90 next year, then 66, 38, 23, and 7 is last year in 2030. But I don't know what the trade would do, because obviously the Broncos just decided to completely eat it with Russell Wilson a few years ago, so maybe they could be motivated too. But it feels like the Niners, being a team that has Super Bowl aspirations in the near future, wouldn't be willing to take on that sort of dead cap because of how it would affect the building out the rest of their roster.
You'd have to get so much draft capital to make it worth it, right?
Not only that, but you got to get something back for one of them, right? Or did you just let Mac Jones walk? He's on a 2-year deal. I mean, you can't just let him walk, but
no, that's interesting. I wonder what his trade value would be.
You got to find the right team. You know,
like a third rounder.
We've seen teams give up a lot for a little.
I mean, what did Trey Lance went for a fourth rounder, I think it was,
when
they traded him?
Yeah,
the book was out on him. Man, was out.
Yeah.
If you're
and
the 49ers, by the way, man, boy, did your ass got saved because of Brock Purdy. Because you traded everything to get Trey Lance to draft him third overall?
Yep. It is an all-time bust pick that no one cares about because they hit on Mr. Irrelevance. Like, it doesn't matter.
It's wild.
Now, if John Lynch ever gets fired, people will like point back to that and be like, "See, it started with Trey Lance." But like for now, he gets a full pass, and it's probably deserved, honestly.
And they've drafted their tails off though on so many positions at the wide receiver spot, the defensive spot. Like, they just seem to plug and play defensively with stars all the time. When guys quit, leave, retire, whatever it might be, they have like some of the best linebackers at all times.
Yeah, they do everything so well. Like, that's why it's not shocking to me that even with Brock Purdy out, that they're in the position that they're in right now. Before we get to the Texans here for a little bit, Will, I got some. We're gonna do some mid-season awards or grades.
We have awards to give away.
No, we're gonna do grades. Oh. I misspoke.
It's a prestigious award.
Brian, can we hear from our dear friend Seth DeFlo?
You ready for Seth DeFlo?
Yes, and hear what he's got cooking up for the Colts as they head to Berlin this weekend.
All right, here we go. This is they're playing the Falcons this week. This is what Seth DeFlo has for us.
Ta-da! This is our Colts, this is our team, we bleed blue. This is our Colts, whether win or lose, we love them. For the shoe, beat the Falcons, let's show them some sorcery. This is our team, go Colts!
Saucery. There's caption on the video. He spelled it as in Sauce Gardner. So that's
good call.
I better than last week when he said, "Let's break Aaron Rodgers back."
Well, he had to apologize.
Did he really?
Well, the apology is pretty weak. I don't think you need to apologize, but it wasn't a great. It needs to be a pun there, and he just went with violence.
That's why I feel like he didn't take a shot at the Falcons this weekend. I feel like now, like, he's gonna be just doing like Colts things.
I mean, I think he really missed out on an opportunity to make a joke about Michael Penix.
I agree. I also think he should have used some German. Like, you gotta throw a German word.
If he almost got canceled last week, I wouldn't recommend for him to start speaking in German.
No, like let's talk about some schnitzel.
You got schnitzel puns on the brain there, Joe?
I don't, but it would have been very funny.
I love
You do?
Yeah, I love German food.
Oh, yeah, there's a...
Love German food. Is there a great German spot?
Well, I was just about to mention, I haven't been there in a few years. It's in Pearland, so if you live in the city, you have to drive a little bit.
So is there one in Houston?
I don't know, but strong recommendation to King's Beer Garden in Pearland.
I
have a great schnitzel there. Pearland's not that far of a drive. It's like 20 minutes.
Listen, is schnitzel worth the drive? There's always a lot of beer involved in German food.
So you got an Uber?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's a lot of...
It's like 25, 30 minutes.
From the Heights?
From the Heights, yeah.
Is there any...
Just get to 288, take it down.
Who owns a German restaurant? Let me know. I'd love to come in and eat from some schnitzel.
I mean, I do know that there's Lance Doves. Lance loves some schnitzel.
Oh, yeah. I think he has a drop there on Bill's pitch. I'll see if I can find it.
Let's do some mid-season grades here for the Houston Texans. We talked about them... You know, as a team, you know, I went D, I think, and then Brian and Jeremy kind of, I didn't think I was going to say this on the show.
That was Lance in German.
I love Lance.
That's awesome.
But,
there's never a bad time to hit that drop.
No, but it totally distracted me. They gave him an F, the Houston Texans, at the midway point. So I want to kind of go through quickly here, Will, by position groups. Grade out the Houston Texans for me here. Before the concussion, give me a grade for C.J. Stroud halfway through the 2025 season.
I think, I think a lot of these positions have to be graded on a curve, right? I think we got to be fair to say that C.J. Stroud, we haven't seen the best of C.J. because of the O.C. and because of the offensive line. And I think he's played well in spite of that. So I'll give him a B+ because I think nothing – it's not his fault that he hasn't been perfect.
I'm not going to grave on a curve, so I'll give him a B-.
That's fine.
It doesn't feel like you're very far off from Will there, though, Joe.
No, I know, but like he's played pretty well. Like, I think he's played well this year.
He's done a good job.
Can you say he's played well when they've scored 4 touchdowns in their 5 losses?
He's played well.
Like, yeah.
Is the quarterback playing well when the team scores that little?
No, you're right. You're not wrong.
I don't think you can separate it.
I think you can.
Well,
you can.
I, I'll use like part of my argument here is like he put them in position to win against the Rams. Dari fumbled. He put them in position to win against Jacksonville. Nico fumbled.
Yeah,
then he's done.
The Tampa Bay loss wasn't on him. That was on Henry.
Yeah.
Toto.
I'm sorry, Joe. How about this last weekend? He got him to the freaking two. What's he want to do? Hand off better? Like be a better handoff guy?
2 yard line is British Brooks season.
That's how bad it is, man. Like you, CJ Stroud does everything he can, and then you get down to the two, and they're like, "All right, now that we're here, we got to get the ball into British Brooks' hands. Stop horsing around."
Who had the same amount of snaps as Jalen Knoll?
It's crazy.
Great.
Like what else? That's why you have to give CJ Stroud at least a B plus.
I guess that's fair. You've talked me onto that side. All right. You talked me onto that side.
Running back. How the running backs do this year, Will? What are we giving them so far?
I mean, okay, so I'm kind of going to go back on my whole curve thing. Dare's been obviously not very good. Chubb's been underwhelming. Woody Marks hasn't been allowed to do anything. So like a C minus? Yeah.
That's where I'm at too.
Because they just haven't been allowed to do anything. Like give Woody Marks the damn ball. Get him the ball in space. What are we doing?
Yeah. Yeah, that's almost how like you like. That's almost like I would give them like a pass if it was a pass fail class.
Yeah,
like,
I give them a hug.
It's not your fault.
Like sorry, guys. It's like that scene from Goodwill Hunting.
Give everyone a hug over there.
Like, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
Robin Williams of the
series. Yeah, it's
Brian?
Not their fault.
Yeah, I think your guys' grade's fair. I give them. I actually don't think Chubb has played horribly. He's certainly played better than my preseason expectations of him. But they're not explosive. But you know,
he's not the bell cow.
Yeah, and if we're grading on a curve because of the excuse of the offensive line and Nick Cayley, then I would be fine with giving him a C.
Yeah,
offensive line.
D minus.
Mm. Well, I mean, Ed Ingram's been a plus.
That's fine. Everyone else has been horrible. Okay, fine.
For the most part, yeah.
A D.
Yeah.
What else are you giving the offensive line, Joe?
Howard's been good, I would say, right?
Like it's Tyce a Howard's unit, been... though, right? Like,
yeah.
We went into the season saying, all right, fine. Give me a whole bunch of average to below average, some guys that are okay. Let's be a unit. Let's move bodies. Let's be good as one.
No, they can't.
They suck.
I mean, we said the stat, I think, before Joe popped on in the first segment, but zero touchdowns from inside the two this year. I mean, that's you can't give them a passing grade.
Bro, Joe, you missed the whole stat. 10 goal line plays from inside the three, zero touchdowns, but also zero first downs. Awesome. They haven't done anything.
They're terrible.
You can't be a good offensive line. You're a failing offensive line. And
that's
enough. Also because you're bad. That's it. No cap.
Yeah, I think D. I mean, you've had one or two good players, but even Ed Ingram, like he's part of the push up front. Like the QB sneaks, they're going behind Ed Ingram for the most part, and they're not working. So I think D might be generous, to be honest with you. Wide receiver room. B-Mac, why don't you do this one first?
You know what? I'm going to give this one a C-. I think it's a slight pass because Nico's still really good. I liked what I've seen of Jalen Knoll. He just needs to play more. But it's been really disappointing what we've gotten out of – oh, my God, I said we. It's been really disappointing what the Texans have gotten out of Christian Kirk. And it's, I mean, really, really disappointing the lack of production they've gotten out of Jaden Higgins. So, overall, I think maybe it's a pass, but it's barely a pass.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm at like a C, C plus for the wide receiver room. Will, I can't imagine you would grade them out much higher than that.
Yeah, like it depends. Okay, so it depends what game, and that game is dependent on how Nick Cayley did and how it unfolded, which is sad because everyone's grade relies on Nick Cayley so heavily that because he can't put them in position to have success. So I'm going C minus. It just there's nothing there, but it's not because necessarily their fault. Like why are we not getting targets for these guys?
See, this is why D'Amico thinks we're all negative.
Because they
suck? Yeah, I mean, this is a lot of negative radio, guys.
All right.
B's and C's.
All right, Brian, D'Amico, yeah, McDonald. Let's get to the defense here, okay? Let's give out
a
some
plus.
Good grades.
We gave CJ Stroud a B+.
We're still going through. We're going through groups here because I had given everyone an A. Defensive line, A, right?
A
no
plus.
Question?
B+.
Oh, Will, ooh. You're being too harsh.
They just haven't had the sacks. They haven't had the pressure rate. They haven't had any pass rush from the interior. So they're okay.
Line has a touchdown.
We're
this year.
Grading on a curve with the offense. On the defense, the expectations are pretty high. Like you need to be the best of the best. They're not up there quite yet. So B+ is good. They're not I just don't think they're as – they were better last year. Put it that way.
That's fair. I still give them an A for what they've done this season. Linebackers. I'm going to go –
be negative again.
Yep. I'm going to go C plus because Henry To'o To'o.
Yeah, it feels
he's bringing the room down.
It feels like if I were to split this out, it's B minus for the rest of the room, and Henry To'o To'o is an F.
But yeah. He's been good in other spots. He was bad on that play. You got to keep your feet.
Which
moving.
One? Tackle. Multiple.
Yeah, I know he's given
up
explosives.
He cost you the Tampa Bay game.
He's given up explosives. Yeah, he missed the tackle.
He probably cost you the Denver game.
You're not wrong. I mean, I get it. Yes, I agree. The unit I'm giving a C plus.
Why is speed playing more? That's the question
I
have.
And that's coaching. So it's like, what are we?
Oh, we'll get to the coaching. Secondary. Will, what are we giving the secondary?
A B. B plus? B plus?
I give him an A.
They've lost a lot of opportunities. That's what I see.
Although Derek Stingley, I think, is footballs. Having a worse season than he did last year.
Yeah. Kamari dropped his interception. Like, listen, man, you Caleb's can't drop coaster. You can't get A's and A pluses if you're not making as many plays as you should be making.
Yeah, I'm a B plus for this group. Like, I think they've mostly been good. Now Stingley's banged up, I think, still. I know he's not typically on the injury reports, but like that hip feels like it's still bothering him. He hasn't been great in the run. We've seen him get burned a couple times. Maybe some miscommunication on that one last week against, was it Sutton when he scored a touchdown?
Yeah, like, Sutton.
I go B plus. Like, I think they've been pretty good here.
Yeah,
we'll put our first coach up here with the unit though. Frank Ross in the special teams unit. Will
A minus.
I know
it hasn't been perfect, but they've blocked two field goals. They've recovered a muff punt. Did they block a punt as well? They
I
went
don't
five
think so.
Of six on field goals. I he's done everything. I know it hasn't been. I know that there have been some less than ideal kick return or kick coverage moments, but I'm going A minus.
I think I was with you. But because of what happened in the Seattle game with Kaimi not kicking it out of bounds, I have to drop them to a B+.
But I will say we at least found out the fact he was told to. He just didn't do it.
Do you believe that?
Yeah. Yeah, because we talked to Kaimi.
How could that be misunderstood?
Maybe. But that sounds like
I don't think it's misunderstanding. I think it's misevaluation of your player and what he's capable of doing.
Well, I think he's capable. I think he just effed it up.
I think they told him to kick it out of the end zone. He couldn't get there. Like that they should have just told him to kick it straight out of bounds. It doesn't matter where it goes out of bounds.
I'm giving Frank A minus.
Okay. Let's go.
They had splash plays and they still lose.
Well, let's call this one defensive coordinator.
Wait, what are you guys giving Frank?
Oh, I said B plus.
Okay. Yeah, B plus is fine.
Okay. D'Amico / Matt Burke as the defensive coordinator. Not D'Amico as the head coach.
A minus.
Yeah,
I agree. Totally agreed. Agree. Nick Cayley.
Will?
F. Yeah. F.
Bro.
F.
Bro. Fail.
No, honestly, no. Kicked out of school.
Yeah.
Expelled.
Dude, so when I went to Northwestern.
Expelled. Had a letter grade.
When I was at Northwestern.
That's how bad it is.
They had what was called, in the journalism master's program, they had what was called a Medill F. It was like, if you had anything wrong, like a misspelling of someone's name, something like factually wrong in your story, you got automatically on that assignment an F because you can't get someone's name wrong, right? This is a Medill F. Like, just an F. F. Like, there's no redeeming quality. What's the best thing Nick Cayley's done so far? Honestly, like, genuinely.
Crickets.
Genuinely.
I don't know.
That's a great question.
Genuinely. What's the best thing Nick Cayley has done? The touchdown play to Jalen Knoll against the Ravens?
Yeah.
That's the best play. We talked about that play for about 8 days. Because it's the only thing that we saw that was like that had some design behind it.
I mean, they've gotten more out of Dalton Schultz than I thought he had.
I agree.
Left.
That's a good
I'll
point.
Give,
That's
I'll
a great
give that
point.
To Nick Cayley.
That's a great point, Brian.
Thank you.
So,
one
good thing, but F. Yeah.
Still an F, yeah.
D'Amico, the head coach, what are we giving him this year?
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Man. C+. C? C+.
I was thinking, I go C+. I think that's fair. I like the attempt to focus in on the offense and give up play calling. Like, I think that's wise coaching and management of your staff to recognize a flaw in it, but it hasn't helped anything. It hasn't done anything. It's hard for me not to give him a full F because as the coach, he's claimed he's responsible for bringing in Nick Cayley. But I'll go C+ for D'Amico.
I think I'd have to drop it down honestly, I'm going to go with the D because
I was going to say you. I mean, you're either one of two camps. Like, you want to build in like how good the defense is because that's part of head coaching duties. I know we parsed out the DC, but also, bro, this team's a failure, right?
Based and they're 0-5 in one score games. Like when you're look, I know one score results can be kind of fluky year to year, but when you're 0-5 and they're consistently making those sort of mistakes under your leadership, I kind of have to point to the leadership.
I mean, you have to. Yeah.
And then collectively
it's tough. It's tough to parse out his general manager duties, his DC duties, his head coach duties. What really does he have to say on the offensive side of the ball? Like, for real, for real?
I think he can call some fullback dives.
Man. You can't.
Tight ends. We didn't do tight ends. B plus.
Oh, you're right.
B plus.
You're
right. Yeah, B plus. Yeah. That's fair.
B plus.
Dalton's been very good.
Really Nick Caserio, the GM.
Man, like, listen, dude, you got to be fair with the good. B minus, C plus.
So I would say C.
Yeah, it's tough.
I would give the defense an A, the offense a D. So I know that's not exactly a C, but I'm going to go C.
But then there's the hiring aspect of Nick Caley. So like a C minus.
We all assume that was his hire. Yeah.
John Carroll, Texans. Oh,
and like, I think if you were to grade Caserio over his full run, I'd be where Will is, like a B plus, maybe even A.
Yeah.
But if you're looking at just this year, like his draft picks really haven't done anything. The free agency, nothing really developed there, although Ed Ingram was a positive. Like, if you're looking at just this year, between the failed offensive coordinator hire, the mediocre free agency, no one really hitting from the draft class, like, it'd be hard to give him a passing grade.
Yeah, I'm changing my grade. I'm going D. Because he spent like $25 million on free agents that are no longer on this roster.
Yeah, I mean, Cam Robinson, they spent $11 million on. He didn't play. He barely played.
I forgot about that.
They made the trade for Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. He lasted 3 weeks and he was gone.
And then they paid him before, like, they gave him bonuses and stuff. Like, they gave CJ and Cam money they didn't have to, and then they cut him.
Similar decision. I know this is technically last year, but similar decision with Diggs. You bring him in, he has multiple years left, you convert it to a one-year deal, and now you lose him.
And I think it hurts Caserio, too, that Diggs has played well
far
this year in New England. Before we go to break here, BMAC, we don't typically do this, okay?
Okay.
But we got a request from the text line.
Oh, really? We take requests from the text line.
Can we play the Lance German thing again one more time?
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Ich bitte für ein Klon und ein Steinteiger.
All right, on that note, we'll go to break. We got about 30 minutes left of the show, and then I'm getting in my car, and I'm driving up to Le Bourge in Lake Charles to hang out at the Sportsbook. This weekend we'll be doing shows from 12 to 1:30 tomorrow, myself, Sean Mapes, and Cam Smith. And then on Sunday we'll be out there from 10 to noon as well. I love the Sportsbook at Le Bourge in Lake Charles. The new VIP Fan Cave section is a really cool thing that they have implemented. They're bringing in new menu items as well. Look, you got the big screen in the middle, and they put everything up there. You can, if you ask nicely, you might even be able to get the game that you want to watch on one of the side TVs. It's very different now, too, and I think in a positive way. It's cool. You can go to Le Bourge. You can bring your family with you. And before, the only place you couldn't take them to eat was the sports book. But get some chicken fingers now. You can go there. It's all ages available now inside the sports book there to eat and hang out. And then just have the little section, sectioned off there so you can go and bet on all of your favorite teams, all of the Houston area teams you can bet on at Le Bourge in Lake Charles. Make sure you tune in this weekend as we broadcast live from inside the sports book at Le Bourge in Lake Charles.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? No? Then download it now in your app store.
You're back with Jeremy and Joe, and I honestly have no idea what's happening next. Could it be the next great food debate? Jeremy being a giant buzzkill? Joe trying to do math?
Carry the one, Joe. Carry the one.
Or maybe they'll recklessly label people as casuals. Let's find out. It's time for the Wheel of Bits.
Oh my goodness, would you look at this? What an enormous bit.
Let's have a food debate.
Food debates on a Friday. Joe George, Will Kunkel, Brian McDonald here with you for another half hour. We're talking about one of the best foods here, Will. One of my favorite foods. Maybe this was a bad segment to do with Will,
Brian. Did you say lettuce?
Yep.
I was making sure I heard that right.
I might have misread the room here a little bit. I know you're healthier than we are.
No, I'm not a lettuce.
I mean, that's a low bar to clear, Joe.
Yeah, I'm getting half my meals from a
I'm mostly making a joke about myself.
We're gonna do two parter here. We'll start with this first part. We're talking French fries. Okay? Here's the question, Will. What is the best French fry? The shape of a French fry. Your options. Curly, straight, wedges, steak cut, smiley fries if you're three, shoestring, waffle fries, crinkle cut. Somehow tater tots ended up on this list.
There's not a straightforward answer. Curly fries are so damn good when you have them every once in a while. It can't be your everyday fry. The straight fry is the best fry. It just has to be done properly. The waffle fry is also very good, but it's got to be cooked enough.
It's very basic, Will.
But the French fry, you don't have to overcomplicate things.
I don't think straight cut would make my podium.
So what?
I think I would go curly fries, waffle fries, and shoestring as my top three.
Shoestrings are the worst. That is the most beta male thing ever. You're not getting enough fry. Like you gotta pick up the damn things in a paw of your hand and shovel them down your throat just to get enough of a fry. Shoestrings are the worst. Absolute worst.
We don't like crinkle cut?
No, crinkle cut's for children.
And they don't crisp up ever. Like,
terrible.
No, they're soggy.
I've never had a crispy crinkle cut fry.
No,
like,
I agree.
Always soggy.
Steak cut can be good, but the problem is the steak cut.
No texture, man.
And a lot of times they're mushy.
Yeah, it's over potato.
If you get a good one, the best to me, I think straight cut's the best.
That's right, Dad.
Real simple.
They're usually
pretty good. Now, the best thing you can ever get, though, with French fries, the best surprise is you get curly fries, but those like one or two straight cuts that find their way into the bag. Nice little surprise.
It's like when the end snaps off.
It seems like it happens 100% of the time.
Yes.
But man, when you get the really long curly one and you eat it like it's like a spring and it's just, man.
It's nothing better.
That's what's up, dude. It's got the flavoring on it, the seasoning. I mean, the Arby's fries are not bad.
That's one good thing they do at Arby's.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only good. I mean, I'm good.
One and only.
Did you try the steak bites yet?
Hard pass.
What is that?
I'm not going to try them. They have like steak, they're.
Dude, I'm not
just chunks of steak.
Them.
They look
Hell
awful.
No. I'm not eating. I'm not going to Arby's to eat.
No. Let's see. Text line says, crinkle are the best. You just aren't cooking them right.
Yeah.
Josh from Seabrook says straight fries for versatility.
Yeah.
See, steak fries with crusty outside, soft in the middle. It's the go-to.
Steak fries? Someone says that?
Yeah.
Idiot. Absolute idiot.
7308 says throw the fries away and give me onion rings.
Bro, I'm hard in on that.
Yeah.
I am a big time. So you're probably a shoestring onion ring guy.
I do like those, but I prefer. Hold on. Stay with me, Will. Don't inject yet. I do prefer a regular onion ring to the shoestring onion strings, but I like both.
So there's a place, and I don't know if anybody's heard of it around here, called BurgerFi. It's like a fast food, but a high end fast food, like burger joint. Mm-hmm. Elite hubcap size onion rings.
Nice.
Absolutely fantastic.
I thought we were going to get a sweet potato fries from Will.
My wife loves sweet potato fries. They're okay. I'm good. So when you're doing something like this, I don't want something like a curly fry that I can't live on that every day. The straight fry I can do constantly. I don't want to live on curly fries all the time. It can't be my fry of choice.
I'm with you on that. Like I love curly fries, but they're an occasional thing. They're not. That's why I think that straight fries are number one, because, first of all, they're hard to mess up, and they're usually the best option on the menu. Like, I feel like you can get bad curly fries, like, straight fries.
I've never had a bad curly fry.
Oh, I know. Bull spit. What do you mean?
You were pretty close there.
Yeah, pretty close.
Our first dump button of a fry conversation would be elite.
I've had more bad straight fries than I've had more than bad curly fries.
Yes, because percentagely you've had a huge amount of straight fries. Therefore, you have the potential to have more raw bad numbers of straight fries.
That's a fair counter, Will.
Thank you.
I stand by my point, though. Texter doesn't understand the conversation, but says fried jalapenos. Those are great.
Okay, here's my thing with the fried jalapeno joint. Don't take the seeds out. Make it a jalapeno. What do I want the hollowness of the jalapeno for?
There's too many soft boys for that.
Definitely soy boys. I know exactly who. I mean, if you deceived your jalapenos, I know who you voted for.
Brian won't do that. Brian eats Death Burgers.
I do.
Twice. I did it twice at La Perche.
It had like ghost peppers.
Yeah.
I have a ghost. I have a couple ghost pepper sauces. Oh, they're so
really
good. So good.
Throwing them on stuff on the regular.
You don't put it on there like it's a Tabasco or Cholula. Like you don't drench it. It's just a little dribble jabble here and there, and it's fantastic. And they taste good. The good ones taste good.
All right. My next question here about fries before we get to the best restaurant ones. What's the best one though for something that's loaded? Tater tots, French fries, wedges. Like if you're gonna get loaded of one of the potato.
Clear 101 here.
This is obvious. You go ahead.
Tots.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because
it's not. It kind of crumbles well enough to where you can taste all the other stuff and it's
and
crispy
more
enough.
Surface area
it gives
a
you a
bit,
substance. You can't
hold.
Have a lot of potato. You've got to have the crisp and the light potato amount. So that the substance isn't overwhelming, that way you can taste the rest of it. Because you don't want to eat like a baked potato.
And I feel like like if you try to load it, like it doesn't sit well on the straight fry. Like it's just the surface area is
like
not
poutine's
like
the only thing you can do. Poutine?
Right? Yeah, I don't think I've ever actually had poutine.
Oh, very good.
I saw it on TV during the World Series a lot, but I've never had it. They kept showing it over and over and over again. I was like, I get it, guys. Thanks for showing us the only thing Canada's known for food. Besides maple syrup, of course. Oh. All right, what's the best fast food fry? What's the go-to place? Number one.
It's okay, so here's, you know what? My father-in-law, to bring it back, I like the McDonald's fries. I think they're the best, but you have to ask them. He's done it before. He said, listen, I don't want the ones that are sitting there. Make me a new batch. Oh, no, wait. Because
I think it was
when they're fresh, they're very good.
I think it was Rahil that used to work here that had the tip for this. The way to get the fresh fry is ask for it unsalted and then just salt it yourself.
Yep.
And then ask them to salt it.
Yeah, because
they'll
have
cooking.
To make you new ones because what that's been sitting there is salted.
I like Wendy's a lot because I like they're salted and they have the skins on them. I like the skins on them.
Yeah, good call. Wendy's fries are pretty good.
I hate Five Guys. I hate them. They're cooking peanut oil. They don't do it for me.
Yeah, not a fan.
I think McDonald's is going to get a lot of love, but I think if I were wanting a snack and wanted just fries, and maybe you're going to kill me for this because it's not the straight fry, but I think I'd go with Chick-fil-A.
Bro, they have the worst fries out of all of them.
Oh,
you
my
out
God.
Of your
worst?
They're raw every time. They're never cooked properly.
You're going to a bad Chick-fil-A,
you like doughy
bro.
Pizza. You like DiGiorno.
No,
pizza,
I don't.
Like,
I don't.
You cook it at about 180 for 7 minutes.
No. You're getting raw French fries?
Bro, you're
what's
insane.
Chick-fil-A? Are you sure this is an actual Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A's
you're just
French
fries on the side of the road?
They're never cooked. They're
where
always
are you going
undercooked.
To?
Always.
I question always. The Chick-fil-A you're going to.
I've been to plenty. Their
have
Chick-fil-A
you ever had a problem with raw fries
cooked.
At Chick-fil-A, Joe?
I mean, I do feel like not raw, but like I often feel like not happy with my waffle fries at Chick-fil-A.
I'm a well-done crispy guy. Give me my pizza well-done crispy. Give me my fries well-done and crispy.
I've never
sure
had
as hell ain't happening at Chick-fil-A.
I've never had a waffle fry there that wasn't crispy.
If you
let them sit in the bag too long, like you drive home and you let them sit there, sure.
Rookie mistake.
They don't uncook. They just get soft.
Fries are made to be eaten in the car.
Yeah.
You eat the fries on the way home, then you eat the rest of the meal when you get home.
First of all, fast food. You don't buy a bunch of fast food and be like, I'll be home in 20 to eat it.
Yeah. The text line says McDonald's fries, Sonic tater tots. We got two for Sonic tater tots.
Oh, Sonic tater tots are pretty good, yeah.
Frenchies on the text line. Thankfully,
the Popeye's
no one
fries are really good.
That's true.
It's not a standard fry, so it's tough. You can't eat it daily, but when you get them, man, they're good.
Do we like Wingstop fries?
I don't know that I've had them.
I like the season on them, but I don't think I've ever gotten them where they're not soggy.
Yeah, they're always kind of soggy. Yeah. I feel like they put like sugar on them.
Do they?
Probably.
I don't know.
It tastes different.
They all
like
do,
it's
first of all.
Yeah, but all right. Well, I think McDonald's is the winning vote here. We outvote you, B-Mac. Sorry.
Dude,
bunch of
string
basics.
Fries. I can't believe you said that.
It
on air.
It's not my favorite. I just said it's on the podium.
Text line also says Jack in the Box curly fries. Those are very good.
Yep.
Someone else.
Totally agree. Yeah. Might be the only good thing they have.
Jack in the Box.
4818 says Will has terrible food takes.
Who's that moron?
Someone on the text line.
Say your name, fool.
It wasn't me who texted him.
Some guy calling in right now wants to talk about the Texans. What a crazy guy.
We have someone online talk Texans right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I didn't mention it because it was so off topic.
What a weirdo, dude. We're talking about
You know what? We'll get one more Texans call in. What's the name?
Wayne.
Right, Wayne wants to talk about Nick Cayley.
All right, Wayne, how would you compare Nick Cayley to a French fry?
What fry is Nick?
Man, hey, I ain't gonna lie, fellas. When y'all was playing and giving grades and stuff like that, and y'all gave Nick Cayley an F. Man, he is not an F, man. What he is, you know how those dump trucks be going dump stuff, and the bottom of it, he is dumpster slug. Bottom of the barrel. You know what I'm saying? I swear, man, hey, man. That dude there, he looks lost. When he be talking on the podium and stuff, he looks lost, man. He's hitting over his head. And you know he is. I can't wait for Miami to go in and fire Mike McDaniel. Bring Mike McDaniel in and go and get to the dump the slurs behind out of H-Time. I sit back and listen, fellas.
All right, thanks, Wayne.
Bro, that stuff at the bottom of like a dumpster smells awful.
So I'll answer the question then, because he's stale and typically maybe overrated, I would say, by the people who hired him. But his play calling is stale. It's not good. He's In-N-Out fries.
Ooh, I was going to say he's a steak fry.
I was going to say steak fry, too.
Yeah, I've never been happy with the steak fry.
Really? Not even like Red Robin?
Nah.
I haven't been to Red
Robin. I feel like they're good there.
They do, if you're grading steaks fries on itself, they probably have the best ones, but I still don't like it.
Let's see. Also, we got Raisin Cane fries. Good. Dairy Queen onion rings.
Bro, hell no.
Dairy Queen food is sneaky good.
Yeah, Sneaky has some good tacos. Whataburger has good onion rings, if we're talking onion rings.
Interesting.
I don't eat as much Whataburger as I probably should. Well, maybe it's because
I don't know if that's the sentence you should say.
Well, it's because there's none by my house, and the one by work is the worst Whataburger on planet Earth.
There's a couple by work I would agree with you on with
like,
that.
Well, dude, like there's no one in line. It takes me 20 minutes to get
like,
through line.
The three Whataburgers closest to our work are all like the worst Whataburgers I've ever been to.
Yeah, I've given up.
If you had to eat one fast food joint for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Chick-fil-A?
One?
I got it.
Will lost so much respect for me right there.
All right. I'm a Popeyes guy. Like I'm
Popeyes?
Popeyes is on the podium.
And dude,
see, I need some variety.
I know. I don't disagree.
It's Mickey D's. Like I can get a bacon, egg, and cheese bagel.
I'd rather
get a burger. I can get a snack wrap.
Well, that's part of why I went Chick-fil-A, because I think they have great breakfast.
Yeah, they got no burgers though.
Yeah,
they don't. I know.
I would still go Popeyes because I love it, but Wendy's I think has the best all around.
I do love a junior bacon cheeseburger.
They don't do that. I don't think they do that anymore.
The junior bacon cheeseburger, they have it.
They do?
Yeah. It's there.
I don't remember. I wish they went back to the yellow Biggie cups and stuff like that.
Right? Yeah. It is very nostalgic.
Yeah, man.
Right, I need the show to be over so I can go to.
You going to stop by Wendy's on the way to La Berge?
No, I'm going to Bucky's.
I've loaded
like $100 worth of beef jerky at that joint before.
Bucky's is like the only way to drive to La Berge. All right, we'll take our final break here, and we'll do our junkie of the day before we wrap up. That's coming up next year on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, but before we go to the break, we were talking grades for the Texans earlier in the show. I mean, if I were handing out grades for a Burger Chan, it'd be easy. A-plus for the burgers, A-plus for the hot dogs, A-plus for all their sides, including curly fries, Will, and their straight fries as well. Everything they have there is great. And football season's in full swing, and there's no better way to watch a game than with a tasty burger and fries or tots or curly fries than from our friends at Burger Chan. What are you watching this weekend? Texans taking on the Jaguars this Sunday. Maybe the top 10 matchup in the Big 12 between Texas Tech and BYU, or Aggies traveling to face Mizzou in another top 25 matchup. Either way, take your football viewing experience to the next level by picking up a great meal from Burger Chan. What else are you going to do? You're going to heat up a frozen pizza? Maybe get some lukewarm fast food like those soggy french fries we talked about? No. Do it upright with something from the elite menu at Burger Chan. And it is elite. This isn't an ordinary Burger Chain, folks. Because in 2023 and 2024, Burger Chan was ranked by Yelp as one of the best 100 restaurants in the country. Not just best burger places, not just best places. places in Houston, but one of the best restaurants in the whole damn country. And it's right here in our backyard, literally right downstairs from where we're doing this show right now. And make sure you stop by on Mondays in particular to get yours, because they're partnering with us for Victory Mondays the rest of the year every time the Texans win. So any Monday after the Texans win, let's see if they beat the Jaguars this weekend, stop by Burger Chain to claim your free side with the purchase of any entree. All you got to do is mention my name, Brian, mention ESPN 97.5, or just say Go Texans, and you'll get a free side with the entree. If you're pro like me, you'll go with the curly fry. If you're a basic like Will, you'll go with the straight fry. But either way, it'll be delicious. Burger Champ, best burgers in the city. Find them at 5353 West Alabama and see their full menu at BurgerChampHTX.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Back with Jeremy and Joe, broadcasting live from inside the Huntington Bank Studios
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Final segment on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, Joe George and Will Kunkel and Brian McDonald hanging out with you. Reminder again, I'll be hanging out with you guys from noon to 1:30 tomorrow as we broadcast inside the Sportsbook at LaBerge in Lake Charles, and then again on Sunday from 10 to noon, where I hope to not lose a bunch of money this weekend. That's the goal, Will.
I parlayed UH football tonight with Memphis football.
So. To lose?
No, 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 no.
All right, time for our junkie of the day. Will, you're the guest today. Do you have a texter, a caller, a person, whatever you want to nominate today for the junkie of the day?
Let's go with Nancy Pelosi, stepping down after decades in Congress. And during her time, I mean, she became a multimillionaire, outperformed the S&P by 556% during her time as a public servant. Good for her.
Those are a bunch of words I don't understand.
Oh,
I
man, do, actually. Just an elite trader. One of the greatest day traders stuff. We've ever seen.
Mr. McDonald?
I will not mention Nancy Pelosi. Do you guys see this car chase that happened the other day?
Oh, yeah.
It started in Galveston County, ended up on the loop. I can't remember what part of the loop, but it ended because the dude ran out of gas. That's the nomination. Like, you can't get in a police chase and run out of gas. You have to have a plan that comes to a conclusion before you run out of gas, which it's going to be hard to do because you're never going to beat the helicopter. But ending a police chase because you run out of gas is a Junkie of the Day nomination.
Remember the mobile speed pass? Maybe if you had one of those.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Someone texted in during mailbag on Wednesday. We didn't get to it. Have you guys ever run out of gas?
No.
I'm an adult.
Good.
Another.
Thank you.
Good point,
you know what?
Will.
Least manly thing you can do, run out of gas.
100%.
Dumb ass.
I cannot believe, like, there are people that, like, go on the radio in this city and brag about running out of gas on the highway. It's embarrassing.
I know exactly somebody. Who you're talking about. I used to work
yeah.
with them.
Yeah, you did. It's embarrassing. It, like, now, I ran out of gas.
It happened multiple times, Joe.
Yes. How do you, like, you're a grown-ass man. Like, you run out of gas?
It's
like,
on your dash.
I can see why you fumbled.
Yeah, that same guy probably walked in and goes, $5 on pump 4, please.
Yeah. He makes his wife pump his gas.
Boom, shakalaka!
All right, I will. First thing I'll nominate here, just because I didn't want to hear it one more time. Let's nominate the NFL being in Germany, so we can hear Lance say this.
Oh, hold on. What's...
Oh no!
Oh, yeah.
In the meantime, I will also nominate. Here we go.
Okay, here we go.
I like the singing aspect at the end.
I know, he's getting ready for it. The other thing I'll nominate here is, Will, you ask us a question there at the end of the segment there. What fast food restaurant would you eat at for the rest of your life? Mm-hmm. And this person, you're made Bad Take Boulevard, you've made the list. Will, they texted in Subway.
You just made the list!
You and Jared. Subway! He must be a Jared guy.
That's
He should make more... Mean. Then our Bad Take Boulevard list. He needs to make like a terrorist watch list. All the lists.
Dude, that might make that might need to make the bracket for the end of the year.
Bro, how many fast food places could you list off before you got to Subway for that answer?
We were talking about during 100? The break. I can name 4 sandwich fast food places.
Easy.
I would put in front of Subway.
Easy.
I'd rather eat at Blimpie's.
Are they still even
Probably
around?
Probably not. Bro,
yo, but so, is Quiznos still around?
Did you know Subway has a rewards program now?
I'll never know.
You should get a shirt after you eat a Subway sandwich that says, I survived Subway.
When I first got to Gal in 2015, Burger Chan was not here. Obviously, the conservatory was not here. The only place to eat downstairs was a Subway.
And there was a Subway downstairs?
Yes. It's where the
How'd you guys survive?
The faux place is now, I think it was what it was. And it was the only food place. I swear the only reason why they were open was because of our radio stations. Whoa. Like, it was the no one I ever saw anyone ever eat there.
I mean,
besides
just DoorDash something. I cannot survive eating.
You got
Subway
a vending machine. Just have a bite of a Snickers.
We used to have tuna in the vending machine. Will.
Joe ate it
in the bag, like one of those in the bag where you gotta mix it up with like a pencil.
It was in a box.
I think were you the only one to eat it, Joe?
No, I was not, because we counted how many were in there.
Oh, really? Oh,
and there was less in there. And I have my sources of who ate them. But
what's the worst fast food chain? Is it Subway?
I think it is Subway.
Subway. It's not even a question.
Oh, no. Wait, we mentioned it earlier. Arby's.
Man, I don't know. So here's my thing. I think Arby's is good, but they at least have some variety of crap.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can get this crap or that crap or some of that crap.
Their curly fries gives me at least one thing I'd eat there. There's nothing I'd want to eat at Subway.
Yeah, like you've ever had like one of their cookies or soup, dude?
Nah, hard pass.
Oh, dude, your baby threw up.
Remember when it came out that the bread, quote,
yoga
it wasn't
mat?
Even real bread?
It was yoga mat particles in it.
Like yoga mat and tire particles or whatever it was. That's disgusting. All right, who's winning Junkie of the Day? Who are we voting for?
I mean,
Subway?
Is it Subway texture?
Subway guy, yeah.
And he's glad we put him on Bad Take Boulevard. So thank you for texting. I will not ban you from the show Branham does. You're always welcome on this show. All right, that will do it for us today. Will, thank you for hanging out with me today, even though I'm not there in your presence.
I miss
where can the people find you?
Thank you for having me.
Of course, where can the people find you?
Oh, sorry, people find me on YouTube. Kicking It with Kunkel is my show. You can find me on Instagram, TikTok, and X. Just type in Kunkel, KUNKEL, where we get weird and have a whole lot of fun, dude.
And the Swarmcast every Thursday at 6 o'clock on 97.5 and 92.5. Thank you, BMAC, for producing. As always, Jeremy Branham will return from his Disney adventure on Monday. I expect
the time,
Mickey
Jeremy.
Mouse ears for the entire crew. That will do it for us. And because Jeremy's not here, I don't have to laugh when I say Rocket Power, all new podcast.
By the way, Swarmcast ain't the worst name. I heard that the other day. Jeremy's a hater, dude.
All right, that does it for us. Rocket Power up next. Goodbye.
Ich bin da von Klon und Unsteinheide.
ESPN 97.5.